Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court in a written decision allowing President Trump to move forward with mass firings of federal workers. Justices did not rule on the merits of the case, which is still being argued in the lower courts. In Texas, at least 108 now confirmed dead from the July 4th flash floods. The wall of water hitting communities along the Guadalupe River overnight, including summer camps. ABC's Lindsay Davis is in Kerr County, where questions remain about the lack of early warning systems.
ABC News confirmed the Kerr County County Commission actually spent years considering a potential new flood warning system similar to what you hear during tornadoes, but lawmakers voted against the bill. Some commissioners suggested that sticking with river calling, an informal phone chain of sorts used by summer camps, would be better than installing new flood sirens, flashing lights, or signs.
President Trump expected to visit Texas on Friday. On Wall Street, stocks ended mixed due to new tariff uncertainty. This is ABC News. In Philadelphia, the city workers' strike continues for an eighth day, impacting some 9,000 union workers, including from sanitation, and that's leading to trash piling up on the streets. Talks resume today between the union and city officials with sticking points over pay and benefits. A volcanic eruption in Indonesia leading to some health concerns and canceled flights.
A frightening scene is playing out overseas in Indonesia. The country's most active volcano erupted on Monday, belching out a column of superheated gas and ash as high as 11 miles into the sky. That's more than twice as high as the cruising altitude for commercial jetliners, resulting in the cancellation of at least 5 return flights between Australia and Bali. So far, there have been no reports of casualties.
The International Criminal Court today issuing arrest warrants for the Taliban supreme leader and head of the country's Supreme Court, accusing them of persecuting women and girls in the 4 years they have been in power. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Isolated showers or storm chances in the early evening, then partly cloudy with a low of 62. Partly sunny and pleasant tomorrow, not too humid with a high of 84. And clear and comfortable tomorrow night, patchy fog is possible with a low of 63. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving some thunder and lightning. No rain yet, though. Our winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 83 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has cleared the way for the state to institute a ban on conversion therapy. The court ruled today that a Republican-controlled legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ people was unconstitutional. The 4-3 ruling from the court comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ plus rights. The court's ruling has a broad impact for beyond the conversion therapy issue. It takes power away from the legislature to block the enactment of rules that carry the force of law by the governor's office. Governor Tony Evers issued nearly 24 partial vetoes last week when he signed the state budget into law. Perhaps the most significant, according to the governor himself, was the removal of a 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional Institution. Evers has proposed closing the 1898 prison as part of a broader overhaul of the state's correction system. He proposed that plan back in February and said it would cost $500 million. But last week, the governor said the legislature hadn't engaged with his plan or proposed their own, and he objected to settling a firm deadline without one in place. He removed the 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional. Still, the budget keeps $15 million to begin planning for a prison realignment and potential closure of the prison. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman today announced his proposal to increase tuition for resident undergraduates by up to 5% for the 2025-26 academic year. Rothman's proposal would increase tuition by 4% at all universities, with an optional 1% additional for a maximum of 5%. All universities, except UW-Green Bay, plan to adopt the additional 1% if the proposal is approved by the Board of Regents, which will consider the plan Thursday. Further, UW-River Falls is seeking an additional increase as part of an ongoing effort to support student success initiatives, which would bring its resident undergraduate increase to 5.8%. The Regents' vote on Rothman's proposal comes after lawmakers and Governor Tony Evers reached agreement on a new state budget for the next 2 years starting July 1st. Under the budget, the UWs would receive a funding increase of about $256 million, much of which is dedicated to specific initiatives. State funding represents approximately one-fifth of the UW's total revenues. Compared to UW comprehensive peers, resident undergraduate tuition increased just 7.7% during the 10-year period from 2015 to 2025, well below neighboring states, which ranged from increases of 21.7% to 28.8% during that same time period. Overall, the total proposed cost of attendance for resident undergraduates will increase on average of 3.8%. when segregated fees and room and board costs are considered. The Regents approved segregated fees in April. Universities would increase non-resident undergraduate tuition by either the same percentage or same dollar amount as resident undergraduate tuition under the proposal. A proposed bill that aims to make it easier to access government records is currently awaiting action in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would make it easier for groups who pursue legal action over government records to win back legal fees for their expenses. It states that legal fees must be awarded to the requester of government records if a court determines that the filing of the lawsuit was a substantial factor in the decision to release those records. The bill was approved by the State Senate in May and advanced to a hearing in the State Assembly in June. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is advising residents to be on the lookout for another invasive insect that's been spreading towards the state. The Asian longhorn beetle has not been confirmed in Wisconsin yet, but it has spread to neighboring Midwest states like Ohio. The invasive beetle is most active during the summer months and poses a threat to trees that shed their leaves every fall. They're typically a little over an inch long and have a shiny black body with white spots and long antennae with black and white stripes. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for potential scams during the holiday sale season. According to a press release, July is a popular time for businesses of all sizes to offer discounts for July 4th or the summer season in general. That means it's also a popular time for scammers to target potential victims with misleading advertisements or lookalike websites. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be wary of social media ads, fake package delivery messages, and unsecure websites. Tax credits have helped a biohealth company on Madison's west side add about 200 new jobs. Catalent Pharmacy Solutions makes all kinds of treatments and is spending about $45 million on expanding. Governor Tony Evers praised the company's growth, saying Wisconsin's workforce, universities, and culture of innovation are making the state a hub for the biohealth and biotech industries. The company is getting as much as $2 million in tax credits from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The State Journal reports this is the fourth time over the last 15 years or so that the state has supported Catalent's growth. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to a house fire at 26502 County Highway E last night around 7:20. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke and fire coming from the roof area of the home. The Richland Center Fire Department requested box alarm for assistance and a change of quarters to cover the Richland Center station. 9 fire units and 34 firefighters responded and were on the scene for 2 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, the Muscadet, Blue River, Viola, and Lone Rock Fire Departments. The Cazenovia and Hillsborough Fire Departments provided a change of quarters with a tender and engine at the Richland Center Fire Station. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and rear portion of the home, but there was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. No injuries were reported. A federal magistrate judge has recommended that charges proceed against Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. Dugan was indicted in May on allegations that she helped a man evade U.S. immigration agents in her courthouse in Milwaukee. She has pleaded not guilty and argued the charges violate her judicial immunity and Wisconsin sovereignty. On Monday, the magistrate judge rejected her argument, stating judicial immunity does not apply to criminal charges. The final decision rests with U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman. Dugan faces up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors allege she helped the man escape through a back door to avoid arrest. No trial date is set.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green, died Friday after a courageous battle with progressive supranuclear palsy. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers and plants, donations may be made to St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church, Smile Train, Camp Hope, or Cure PSP. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacqueline R. Knockreiner, 79, of Spring Green. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg, died Saturday as a result of an accident. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until 10:45. Ethan Richard Pepper, 22, of Reedsburg. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, died May 21st. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cards may be sent to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church, followed by burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the Richland Center United Methodist Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family asks that memorial contributions be made to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Pine Valley Foundation. Joan Bethke, 70, of Richland Center. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Leona L. Kelbel, 84, of Bloom City. Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben, died June 21st. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 4 at Pascabel Bowlin Banquet with a private burial to follow. Words of remembrance will be shared at 3. In honor of Rowe, the family encourages guests to wear casual attire or their favorite Steuben, Ford, or racing apparel. Memorials may be made to the Pascabel Rescue Squad, Pascabel Fire Department, Steuben First Responders, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, or a charity of your choice. Kendall Funeral Services of Pascabel is assisting the family with arrangements for Ronald E. Ronnie Rowe Colson, 86, of Steuben. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 2nd, from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Claire R. Hagg, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A visitation will be held later in the summer. In lieu of cards and or flowers, Claire would want you to take a walk, bike, or drive around Richland Center for a small period of time, either solo or with others, and visit with family, friends, and enjoy nature. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Claire R. Hagg, 86, of Richland Center. Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A private family ceremony will be set at a later date. In honor of her memory, the family invites you to write someone a letter, take a walk in nature, sit down with a good book, and/or spend some thoughtful time in prayer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Grace J. Frutiger, 94, of Richland Center.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobeson is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobeson Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
We're in the final week of the Summer Savings event at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Great markdowns, closeouts, and rebates on all televisions and appliances. Sale ends Friday, July 11th, so stop by soon or visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Partly sunny and muggy day today. Highs hit those mid-80s with winds out of the west now this evening. An isolated shower or storm is possible. Now, some of them may sit over the same area, which could create some heavy rainfall or localized flash flooding. Otherwise, don't expect severe associated with these. It'll be partly cloudy overnight tonight. Calm winds, lows at about the low 60s. And then tomorrow, a high pressure moves in. With wind staying light out of the north, it won't be very humid. It'll be partly sunny and feeling pleasant, highs in the mid-80s. I think it's going to be one of those perfect days. We stay clear, though, and comfortable for tomorrow night. Patchy fog is possible, but by early in the morning, winds will barely be moving, lows in the low 60s. And then Thursday, sunny and summery. That mugginess starts to seep in. Highs will hit the mid-80s. Winds will be out of the southeast and becoming feisty, especially for Friday. It'll be humid. Mostly cloudy, too, with showers and thunderstorms likely. We do want to move in by early in the morning, ramping up through the afternoon, continuing through the night. And we could see some thunderstorms embedded in those with heavy rain chances as well. And again, another chance for potentially some flash flooding. And remember, if you come across a road that's got standing water across it, turn around, don't drown. I know that may sound silly, but what we mean is we don't know what's in that water. There could be wires, the road could be washed out from underneath it, and we don't really know how deep it is. It only takes about a foot of water to lift or float your car, and about 6 inches of water to knock us off our feet. So don't go around those barricades if you see them up. Two hands on the wheel and drive safe. Those puddles can surely pull you in. So we could see some of that tonight, very, very localized. Otherwise, more widespread chances Friday. Saturday, a few showers could linger early in the morning, and will dry out after. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your evening and have a terrific Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain with some thunder and lightning, and our temperature has dropped 10 degrees since an hour ago. It was 84 before. Now we're down to 74 degrees, and our high today was 90. Our morning low was 65, and yesterday's high was 84, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1985 is 100 degrees, with a record low of 43 that was set back in 1961. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:30. Winds are out of the east-northeast. Those have really picked up. We have wind speeds of up to 18 to 23 miles per hour here at the WRCO studios. Our barometric reading is 30.06, and we have received a tenth of an inch of, or one one-hundredth of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
And I want to pass along some information that we received. The 4-H gardening program that was supposed to start at 6 o'clock tonight, well, that has been postponed, but it will be held again next Tuesday. WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. And for now, there is Church League softball action scheduled for tonight. We haven't received any word of any cancellations as far as that goes yet. So tonight's games being played on the East Diamond include at 7 o'clock, Grace Community versus Knights of Columbus, and Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. Then at 8:15, it will be Richland Baptist Temple 2 taking on the Mission, and Grace Community will umpire. On the West Diamond this evening at 7, it'll be Richland Baptist Temple 1 versus Free Methodist, and Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. And then 8:15, St. Mary's versus Boscobel Assembly of God, Free Methodist will umpire. And Church of the Nazarene will be idle this evening. Andrew Vaughn hit a three-run homer in his first plate appearance with his new team. Freddie Peralta threw six shutout innings, and the Milwaukee Brewers trounced the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 9-1. Peralta struck out seven while allowing five hits and one walk, lowering his ERA to 2.74. Christian Yelich added a two-run homer for Milwaukee. Los Angeles, that's what the Brewers did as far as against the Dodgers last night. And the game tonight against the Dodgers, that'll be game two of a three-game series. And the first pitch tonight will be at 6:40. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame beginning at 6:05. Andrew Vaughn is back in the majors with the Milwaukee Brewers and making quite an early impression with his new team. Milwaukee promoted Vaughn from the minors when first baseman Rhys Hoskins was placed on the injured list yesterday with a sprained left thumb. In his first at-bat with the Brewers, the former Chicago White Sox first baseman and outfielder hit the three-run homer off the starting pitcher for the Dodgers, Yamamoto, and all-star right-hander and who's also an all-star right-hander. Vaughn became the fifth player in franchise history to homer in his first plate appearance with the club and first since Gabe Gross in 2006. Hoskins was put on the 10-day injured list retroactive to Sunday. He sprained a thumb Saturday in a 4-2 loss at Miami. Milwaukee Brewers hitting coach Al LaBeouf is away from the team after having prostate surgery. The Brewers said Tuesday that he is expected to rejoin the team without providing a specific timetable. He had the operation on Monday, and he has been he's coaching in the majors for the first time this year. The Brewers named him lead hitting coach last October after he'd worked out as a hitting coach in AAA for the last six seasons. The Brewers have three hitting coaches on staff, and that's LaBeouf, Connor Dawson, and Eric Thies. The Bucks front office has waived another guard after trading Pat Connaughton for Vlasic Misic of the Charlotte Hornets. The Milwaukee has been one of the busiest NBA teams this offseason. Misic played for the Hornets, I should say, and the Phoenix Suns last year, averaging 6.5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Damian Lillard was the first guard waived by the Bucks. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no obligation review.
Running back Josh Jacobs says he thinks he was good in his first season as a Packer. Now he says the only thing on his mind is raising a Super Bowl trophy. Green Bay hasn't won the big prize for 15 seasons. ESPN ranks Jacobs the fourth best ball carrier in the NFL going into the season. Putting hands on the Lombardi trophy won't be easy for the Packers because they play in the NFC North, one of the toughest divisions in the league. Pittsburgh Pirates center fielder O'Neill Cruz has been added to Monday's home run derby in Atlanta. He joins Cal Raleigh, Ronald Acuna Jr., Byron Buxton, and James Wood. Cruz is known for his powerful homers. He has 15 home runs this season and is on track to surpass his career high of 21. On May 25th, he hit a homer with a record-breaking 122.9-mile-per-hour exit velocity. That was the fastest since StatCast started tracking in 2015. And Caitlin Clark and Nafis Collier each have their draft strategy for the WNBA All-Star Game. The two captains chose their teams for the game that will be played on July 19th at Clark's home arena in Indianapolis. The squad will be revealed Tuesday night. There's intrigue whether Clark will draft Fever teammate Aliyah Boston with the number one pick that the guard earned by getting the most fan votes, or will she take the three-time league MVP, Aja Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces. Clark also may try to draft All-Star Reserve Kelsey Mitchell, who is another Indiana teammate. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. And just a reminder that the 4-H gardening program that was supposed to be held tonight, starting at 6 and running until 8, that has been postponed due to the weather. Next Tuesday, the gardening program will once again continue.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
We have great news. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open for business again this week. On Thursday and Friday, OMHS will once again be selling its delicious Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and other tasty treats from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Look for the bright red Animal House food trailer at the corner of 6th and North Orange Streets next to the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. Meanwhile, you can check out all of the other dates that the Animal House will be open this year on the Animal House Facebook page, facebook.com/OMHS.animal.house. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans and corn were lower Tuesday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down. The USDA's national crop rating held at 66% good to excellent for the third week in a row, and development weather is favorable. Commodities in general are waiting for any new news on tariffs. August beans were down 10 and a quarter at 10.21 and a quarter. September was 5 lower at 10.08 and a half. August soybean meal is down $1.50 at $2.70. August soybean oil is up 17 points at $54.11. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. The USDA's national corn rating is 74% good to excellent, the highest for this time of the season in several years. Mexico bought more than 110,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. September was down 5.5 at $3.98. December corn was 6.5 lower at $4.14 and a quarter. And wheat was down, seeing pressure from the higher move in the dollar index during the session. The winter wheat harvest is past the halfway mark, with mixed near-term rain outlooks for the plains and Midwest. Spring wheat crop ratings do vary widely, but that depends on state. September Chicago was down 3/4 at 547 3/4. September Kansas City was 5 lower at 522 1/2. September Minneapolis was down 70 1/2 at 629 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, with box beef up at midday, getting ready for direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live was up $4.07 to $219.97. October was $3.87 higher at $216.82. August feeders are up $5.40 at $319.12. And hogs ended the session mixed, mostly modestly lower on spread trade and questions about demand. August lean was 32 cents lower at 106.77. The October contract, the exception, was a dime higher at 92.97. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to nafbhunger.com.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were at $226 plus live in the South, while the North remained quiet. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas. The bulk of the week's business isn't expected until sometime later in the week. Box beef closed higher with moderate demand for fairly light offerings. Choice was up 206 at 393.04. Select up 93 cents at 378.46. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 2,000 on the weekend, down nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $100 to $115 and a weighted average of $112.02. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values were lower, down $1.48 at $112.01. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetou on Timsock Auction Realty. Reminder, we will be switching our hay auctions to every other week. We will not have a hay sale this Wednesday, but we will have one next Wednesday. And you can buy hay or bedding throughout the week, Monday or through Friday. Tractors, balers, rakes, stock trailer, and much more. Online only auction ending July 9th at 6 p.m. Soft close. 175 acres of vacant land located near Wyalusing. Online only auction up and running right now. For info, call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetoun. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Petroleum groups questioned the U.S. EPA's proposed renewable fuel standards during a public hearing Tuesday. Fred Tirotti is with American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers.
AFPM has serious concerns about the feasibility of achieving the large increases in required volumes of biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels for 26 and 27 due to feedstock limitations.
More news is next.
Hey, sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure, with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/ssi to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
chairman of the U.S. House Ag Committee says he's optimistic a markup of Farm Bill 2.0 could happen by mid-September. G.T. Thompson says session delays and getting input from new committee members make it challenging to get anything done before the August recess.
Be prepared sometime in the first half of September. That's my goal. There may be other things that will interfere with this, but a markup in committee.
An extension field crop pathologist at Purdue University says tar spot continues to spread throughout the Corn Belt. Darcy Talenko says the disease has now been found in 5 counties in Indiana.
This cool, wet spring is very conducive for tar spot, so it's not surprising that the disease has started. But the next question is, what's it going to happen in the next couple weeks? Is the disease going to move into that canopy and continue to develop?
U.S. dairy shipments for May dipped nearly 2%, while values increased 13% to $803 million. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front doors system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Many dairy producers have expanded to include on-farm retail stores, on-farm meat processing, and other ways to maximize profits and have a closer relationship with their customers. Randy Ebert and his family operate a Wisconsin dairy farm that branched out into meat processing. He tells Brownfield about the lessons learned next on today's Managing for Profit.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Call it direct marketing, vertical integration, or adding a new enterprise to the farm. Many farms now sell direct to consumers, and that brings new challenges for the farm family to meet. Randy Ebert's family added beef on dairy, then meat processing.
We right now are raising more of what goes through our own harvest facility and our meat smoking and meat fresh meat sales. Taking the money that we're getting for these black calves right now, plus we're pinched just for space, you know, so not probably raising any more than what we have to. So we're probably only raising on, you know, something like 80 to 100 a month right now that we're finishing out. We were one of the early guys of beef on dairy, and that's 14 years ago, I think. And all we did was let's make some black calves and see what happens kind of thing. And I mean, I was a heifer hoarder for all my life. And then it's like, wait a minute, let's make this move. And timing in life usually never happens right. I'll admit that timing has fallen into our lap on this beef thing. We started early on. When we were selling them as feeders, we hit a pretty nice window. Then when we had some space and we started finishing off a bunch, not only that we had a market for them, but we were part of the AI stud that collecting this information, I guess developing some of these relationships with the packer that has now worked for everybody. Because I mean, right now, where would we be without beef on dairy in the meat industry? It's crazy what this is. I mean, this is obviously one of the few things that's helping us combat inflation costs of what we do, is what beef has done to us, but from anything from calf to our finished beef, but even our cull dairy cows, you know. So we'll raise more out at certain times, and we're selling 3/4 of our calves, and we're only raising these 80 or 100 that we make that way. And our family probably thought that vertical integration would give you some more advantages, but it's still crazy. I mean, our beef Angus cross that we'd sell as our fresh meat cuts, that's obviously all totally makes sense what we're doing. But in our world, trying to keep our staff busy at our harvest facility, so we'll take some dairy cows there that are used for the sausage side of things. And the truth is, we thought that would give us an advantage. We can still buy that product cheaper from a supplier than what we can efficiently do it. And I guess you thought we could vertically integrate and have an advantage, and it's actually... it isn't that way. The meat side, there's a lot of challenges. There's nothing easy about the world of food. So I would say my expertise is at the farm. All these other things, we're on a sharp learning curve.
That's Randy Ebert, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Fishing on this lake, watching the time pass by. She was looking so dang good, those 10 lines were messing with my mind. About that time, a big old bass just ran off with my line. I happened to turn my head, knew that fish was one of a kind. She just laughed at me, said, "Baby, it just took you by surprise." I just smiled at her. Country boy, please.
gone by, and I'd have never had this life. But I stepped out of that door, see your pretty face no more, unaware of the world that's just ahead. Like a story left unread, if I didn't turn my head.
That was Tony Garmin with If I Didn't Turn My Head. And our time right now, 5:49. Funny how that weather is out there, folks. For a while there, we had most of the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, partly cloudy skies. And all of a sudden, we had that storm come in around 5 o'clock while I was doing the newscast. And it was windy. We had gusts maybe around, the last reported gusts I had on the weather was 18 to 23 miles per hour. And highest was 23 we got. And during that time, the temperature had dropped. It was like around 84 degrees. And within an hour's time during that storm, we dropped about 10 degrees. And right now, sunny skies out there, mostly skies to sunny skies. All those clouds are clearing away out there. It didn't last very long, folks. And we did receive 3/100 of an inch during that short time of that storm. But right now, like I said, it's 73 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And the winds are out of the east southeast now at 2 miles per hour. So those winds have died down. And according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, 3/100 of an inch, as I mentioned here at 550. I was looking at the radar. Looks like a lot of that rain is moving to the south of Richland Center, and maybe off to the west. There might be some storms off to the west too, but they won't last very long if you get the same thing we did. So just enough where if you happen to be outside, you're going to get drenched, and then probably by the time you get into the place where you're going to, it's going to dry off and stuff. But yeah, beautiful sunny skies out there now. You would have never known that we had what we had. But as a result of that storm that we came through, the 4-H gardening program that was supposed to take place at the Richland County Foundation Smart Farm tonight from 6 until 8, that has been canceled. So if you planned on attending that, do not attend to it tonight. The program will continue, will resume, I should say, next Tuesday. So if you like say the 4-H gardening program that was supposed to be held tonight from 6 until 8, that has been canceled. And we haven't heard anything on any church league softball. I have a feeling it is going to be going through, seeing what the weather is. But if that changes, we'll let you know too. It just depends on what they end up having for precipitation on their fields. But right now, no calls from there. So that's still a go for tonight. But I do want to pass along some things from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. Be just a second here if I can find it. There we go. I didn't have it in front of me. I had it on the other table. So sorry about the pause there, folks. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a large black dog wearing a Colorado State flag collar. It was found in the area of County NN and Buckta Hill Road. If you are the owner of this dog, give a call to 602-705-8239. And then also was lost a male wiener dog, mixed. The dog is fawn-colored and wearing a collar. Was lost on West Hazeltine Street. And if you find this dog, a reward is being offered. And all you have to do is call either 608-570-0781 or 608-383-3129.
Rita, hothead, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavors, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drinking barrel beers. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com. Explore Boscobel, Wisconsin's top outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. If it's here, it's for sale at J&J Recycling and Salvage. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service parts and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 1-800-362-3500 for Herculift in Boscobel.
WRCO 100.9.
In the middle of the city, ain't never gonna taste the dirt. Got a brand new lift kit, Mossy Oak gear shift, grinding it out of first. Oh man, you should be against the law, man. Saddest thing I ever saw, man. Please can't tell me why. Bad things happen to good trucks. How come the Lord Almighty let a Ford stay shiny and a Chevy just turned to rust? In a world full of people and all of their evil, that's the one thing keeping me up. Why do bad things happen to good trucks? Scattered out by the mailbox, up all cinder blocks, grass growing through the dash. My cousin Waylon didn't make the payment, so the bank came and took it back. Oh man, you should be against the law, man. Saddest thing I ever saw, man. Please can't tell me why. Do bad things happen to good trucks? How come the Lord Almighty let a Ford stay shiny and a Chevy just turned to rust? In a world full of one thing keeping me up. Why do bad things happen to good trucks? Oh yeah. Why do bad things happen to good trucks?
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 Why do bad things happen to good trucks? How come the Lord Almighty let a Ford stay shiny and a Chevy just turn to rust? In a world full of people and all their evil, that's the one thing keeping me
happen to good, bad things. Happen to good, bad things. Happen to good trucks.
ABC News is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner of farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, 109 now confirmed dead following Friday's catastrophic flooding. Governor Greg Abbott at a briefing also giving a grim update of the missing in hard-hit Kerr County after families reached out about loved ones.
Just in the Kerr County area alone, there are 161 people who are known to be missing. And again, that comes from combined law enforcement efforts, 161 known people who are missing.
The governor says crews will not stop until all are located. President Trump tours the flood zone Friday. The TSA ending the policy for passengers to remove their shoes at general airport checkpoints. That rule implemented in 2006 after the so-called shoe bomber Richard Reed tried to detonate explosives in his shoes on a flight. President Trump meeting with Israel's prime minister at the White House for a second night as the president pushes for a Gaza ceasefire deal. This is ABC News. Sentencing for Sean Diddy Combs set for October 3rd. A judge announced the date at a post-conviction hearing today. The music mogul was found guilty last week of prostitution-related charges. Defense attorneys dropped calls to expedite sentencing. In Spain, the running of the bulls taking place, the centuries-old event drawing people from around the world to run the streets of Pamplona as the bulls race down the narrow streets to the bullfighting arena. ABC's Inez de la Cotara is there.
We came here to understand why it is that people risk their lives every year, and we caught up with some Americans who have been coming for decades. One American we spoke